From Television City in Hollywood.
This is a test of the emergency broadcast system. The broadcasters of your area, in voluntary cooperation with federal, state, and local authorities, have developed this system to keep you informed in the event of an emergency. If this had been an actual emergency, the attention signal you just heard would have been followed by official information, news, or instructions. This station serves the five boroughs of New York City. This concludes this test of the emergency broadcast system.
We on?
Oh yeah. Ah, hello everybody. Welcome back.
Hey, how was your week?
Well, I don't mind telling you.
Yeah?
We're doing two shows a week till June 7th.
Damn straight, Skippy.
And then it's one show a week, and guess what?
I thought we were done on June 7th.
No. We're recording the last show of the year on June 7th.
Right.
But we're done in like early September.
Why is that one going to be the last show?
Because it's the first week where we're going to do one show a week.
Okay.
And it may as well be the longest episode we're going to do all
gotcha. Time. Okay. Yeah.
So it might as well be that one. Yeah.
I'm down.
I got a plan, man.
You do.
You know, I sent Jeff a proposed recording schedule.
And then when we alter that schedule, he sends me another one.
It goes out the fucking window every goddamn time.
People quit fucking dying.
Yeah. Yeah, that was, not ideal. Do you want another beverage or are you good then?
Yeah, you know, I think I'm good.
Okay.
Yeah.
Very good. Anyway, welcome back to TGO Radio. I'm Brian, that's Jeff. Doug Reach Around producing.
What's up? Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Finally got warm, though.
No shit. And green.
Man. Yeah.
It looks like fucking summer.
Yeah.
I was driving over here this afternoon, and you going to shit?
No.
Oh, okay. Except what are you doing? Sit down.
Fuck off.
Make me nervous.
As I should. I had to pull my pants up.
Ah, gotcha. Oh, I was driving over here, and I was like, you know what? It's warm. Yeah, everything's green. The trees are all leafed up, and it's fucking summer, baby.
Yeah,
love it.
Yeah, yeah. I'm not a huge super hot weather guy, but it is time. It was time.
Mm-hmm.
It was time to
fuck winter.
I don't mind the cold. It's the snow and ice that fucking bug me.
Yes, agreed.
The cold, I'm fine with.
Yeah.
But yeah. So anyway, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, boy.
Yeah, boy. What should we call fans of our show?
Ooh. Idiots?
Low standards?
Yeah. Lost souls?
Low standards? Now, like, what's her face? What's the big chick singer?
Oh, Taylor Swift.
Yeah, it's got Swifties.
Swifties? Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. All right, well, let's just call our fans Swifties then. Yeah, then we can claim them, too. Problem solved. Whoa. We got millions of fans.
Oh, boy. I think if you go to the TGO Radio Twitter feed and put in, we're calling our fans hashtag Swifties, I think we'll be fucking commented out of business. Those people take that shit seriously.
Yeah, they do. They're fucking idiots.
It's wild.
Yeah.
I don't know that I know a song by her. Well, no,
I don't.
I do. I'm feeling 22 or something like that.
I'm crying over my boyfriend I broke up with. That song?
Oh, no. Shake It Off. I do know Shake It Off. Because I told my son.
Your son.
Your son. I said this on the show before, but when I die, I don't ask for him to, I don't want a funeral or anything like that. What I do need, though, is for him to cast and perform a shot-by-shot remake of her Shake It Off video.
What? Yeah. You won't even be here to see it. How will you know?
It's just unreasonable. Leave that to your kids. Leave them a list of completely unreasonable fucking requests for when you're gone.
To get the money,
Jeff,
you have to do this, and then there's nothing. It was like a dollar for each of them or something.
It would cost $250,000, or it would cost so much money.
Give them some fucking... You know, use some fucking stodgy old fucking crabby ass lawyer that insists that they do every single fucking thing on that list.
To get this check, you first have to produce this shot by shot remake of Taylor Swift's Shake It Off video.
To get this check, you have to faithfully reproduce our first episode. Red Eye. And then find a speaker big enough to broadcast it up to heaven so we can hear it.
You just drive around town and play it from speakers on top of your fucking car like they were announcing Pearl Harbor back in 41.
The Blues Brothers Show Band and Review.
Red Eye. I've offered to give my son this show.
Oh, yeah?
When I retire from the show,
yeah,
I've offered to hand it off to him, and in no uncertain terms.
Let me guess.
Yeah, it was a...
big no.
It was a no.
No. Yes.
So we're going with Swifties?
No. Fuck no. No, we ain't going with Swifties. Well, it's got to be clever. And I'm not clever. Oh,
don't I know it?
Fuck you. We call them chickies. Or nugs. We could call them chicky nugs.
We gotta call them nugs.
Nugs? Nugs it is.
The nugs have it.
The nugs have it.
That might be a show title. Either that or Shake It Off.
The nugs have it.
Hey, nugs, how we doing that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Butt nuggets. The nugs. Okay. The nugs.
Yeah?
All right. I'm down.
Okay. Nugs.
Fucking just chalk it up one more thing I do for this fucking show. I mean, yeah, glad we could come to that decision, champ.
Woo! Yeah, I'll add that to the pamphlet. Yeah. The one I have.
The leaflet?
Right next to famous Jewish sports legends. Sandy Koufax, ..
I have this leaflet on famous Jewish sports stars.
Oh, that'll be fine. Yeah.
The nugs, huh?
Nugs.
The nugs.
So, like, the Bonfire calls theirs campers, right? People who like their show.
That's just stupid.
I don't know. They get
so... I could get behind that. The campers. Yeah.
Yeah. Nugs.
Yeah.
Fans of this show are called Nugs.
Called Nugs. Yeah.
All right.
How about we should actually know we need to change that. Okay. And here's, I think I have a very good reason why we need to call the fans of this show blessings. Cause if we had any, it'd be a fucking blessing.
Jesus Christ. You know what? I just fucking realized.
I don't know.
I'm sorry. I'm just remembering this. Hang on. I owe you an apology in advance.
Yes, you do.
We could have done this on the last show. And you can tell I'm excited about it because I just snorted into the microphone. Exactly. Hang on. I'll be right back.
Where are you going?
Shut the fuck up is where I'm going.
Jesus Christ. Every fucking time. He leaves me here and I'm no good at this. I can't vamp. Is this vamping when I just say nonsense into the microphone? Nugs. Snuggies. Maybe we call them Snuggies. Nuglets. Nuglets, that's it. Nuglets. We should call them Nuglets. I'll wait for him to hear that when he edits this fucking piece. This show down. Hey!
What?
Where are you? Jesus fucking Christ.
God damn it. I cannot believe I forgot this.
What? Oh my God, did you buy that fucking ice cream?
Yeah, I did.
Jesus Christ, we got Bull's ice cream. Fucking spoons. Jesus Christ, fat guy spoons too. Fucking lovely. Right the fuck on.
Cereal shovels.
That's not a soup spoon, that's a fucking ladle, man. Is that the, did you get just Nutty Bar?
Little Debbie Nutty Bar ice cream. I can't believe we just...
Well.
I'm going to eat it anyway, you fat cunt.
I know.
I wish you fucking would flip that across the room. You fucking uncoordinated disaster. Hey, Jeff, take your time.
You know what? You're not getting any now. Fuck you. I mean, this whole fucking thing. Ooh, there's a big chunk right there.
You're a big chunk.
Fuck you.
We call our fans chunks. All right. I can't believe I forgot I had this.
I know. Nonsense.
Mm-hmm. And Falderall.
Falderall.
Ooh, I got a big vein of it right there.
Do you? And a big vein.
You know
big
what?
Veiny cock.
You know what? I bet you don't.
Okay, big capillary cock.
Big
okay.
Fucking capillary.
Oh, capillary cock, they call me. Cap cock.
Caps?
What's up, Capcock?
Color fans, caps?
What?
Caps.
Caps.
What's up, caps? Oh, yeah, buddy. It looks good. It looks really good.
Oh, I'm sure it's going to be terrible. It's ice cream and Nutty Bars. Fat kid's dream. That fat guy in that picture is starting to salivate.
Saw it in an Arab gas station and lost my mind. Yeah, buddy. The fucking lid. You have the lid? Can I have it back? Thank you.
Yeah, here, let's see. Though. Let me give me one more scoop out of that motherfucker.
Big bitch. God damn.
There we go. Here. No, god damn it, I haven't eaten it yet. Ah, fuck that. I'm not eating that.
Really?
Are you crazy? Come on. It's like ice cream with nutty bars.
Yeah.
That's fucking fabulous.
It is good. Goddamn.
Mm-hmm.
It is good.
Hmm. And they got like Swiss cake roll and
I don't know, do they?
Oatmeal pie. I think so.
Really?
Mm. And they got cream pie ice cream. Made in store by 16-year-olds as they're walking through the
Easy.
Ice cream aisle.
Mm-hmm. That's pretty fucking good.
Yeah, it's not bad at all. Mm-mm. You got the little bit of peanut butter in there.
Mm-hmm. Oh, man. Mm. Doug is back there. Losing his shit right now because we're just all this dead air. Nom, nom, nom. Nom, 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 nom.
Fuck, he's probably back there doing lines off a hooker's ass.
Wouldn't it be hilarious if fucking Doug had like a whore problem or like some really, like coke or some really insidious fucking.
It's into dog fighting or something.
Yeah, exactly. Little Debbie ice cream. Let's see here. What?
Yeah, Star Crunch, I think.
What? Cosmic Brownie Zebra Cakes ice cream?
Mm-hmm.
What? Oh. God bless Little Debbie. No shit. Swiss Cake Rolls ice cream? Is that mm-hmm. fucking for real? Oh. Yep. I gotta find some of that. Again, I'll go online searching for this. Not for pussy, but for this.
Mm-hmm.
Dude, I miss pussy. I mean, for real. My buddy Mike and I were sitting out in front of a gas station. We were like drinking cherry Pepsis the other day. We're just hanging out in the Jeep.
Was it 1950?
Yes. Well, it was the malt shop. We had to mix it with phosphate and syrup and a long spoon. And we were just sitting out in front of the gas station, and a couple of buildings away, there's a karate, you know, thing. Little kids come and pretend they're learning stuff. And
sure.
Just tire them out before bed is basically all it is.
Mm-hmm.
And fucking hot mom gets out of the, you know, gets out of the minivan and lets a little miracle out. And fucking Mike and I are just watching her. She got a great little dumper on her for
nice.
Her mom. Oh.
Yeah.
Probably in her early 30s.
Oh, there you go.
You know, kid was 5 or 6, you know, little girl, dumb pigtails or whatever. I fucking turn the mic and I go, man. And you know, of course, we're like, oh, what a piece of ass this woman. She's really hot, this chick.
Yeah, but what about the mom?
Fucking motherfucker. I hate that you beat me to that is the first thing. I was
going
to
say it. Coming.
I was going to say something, too. And I just went, nah, I'll take the high road on this one. I don't
yeah.
know why I thought that.
Yeah, exactly.
But anyway... Fucking Mike, I'm like, man, what a piece of ass this fucking chick is. And then finally I turn to him and I go, man, I miss pussy, but I do not miss fucking women. And he goes, I don't either, man. It's just,
come
know.
On, man. Did Mike ever get laid?
Oh, yeah. Mike's tore
Mike's
off some
fucking
pussy.
Tore off some.
Yeah. I think, I don't know what to say, tore off. Maybe fell into some by accident. I don't know. I met one of them years ago. She was really attractive.
Yeah.
Yeah,
Mike's a good dude.
Well, he's also got a fucking brain injury, so it's like, who's he fucking for real? You know, girls that limp? I mean, what are we doing? Girls he has...
Easier to catch.
I was going to say, girls he can outrun. This is a tasty ice cream, though. I will recommend
it is
this
very,
to the
yes.
folks out there.
Yeah, definitely give that...
But zebra cakes and fucking Swiss cake rolls, fuck you. That's the way. Oh, maybe we have both of those next week, maybe. Yeah.
Swiss cake roll and the zebra cake?
Yeah, fuck yes.
They got one with those fucking cream-filled fucking pies you love so well. Like I'm holding a pie. I don't know what the... I could be stroking out right now. I don't know what this really is all about. Hello, Mrs. Tori. I don't know. Ah. I really don't know why. you know, hose.
Hello, Mrs. Torrance.
Yeah. Hello, Sonny. Mrs. Torrance.
Oh, that was so fucking right on. I almost choked on this dumb ice cream. Oh, shit, I love that fucking movie. Oh,
almost choked on your nutty buddy, huh?
This is a good ice cream. This is good. Ooh, yeah.
You know those jelly-filled pies you've had the last couple of times? They got an ice cream with that in it?
Probably not. Coming to Walmart? Uh-oh.
Oh, boy. I'll give you a good reason to set foot in a Walmart.
There's one up in your city I can go to. Mm-hmm. Where to find Little Debbie ice cream? Fuck yeah. Honey buns ice cream.
Oh, no kidding.
Swiss cake rolls.
That'd be good.
Zebra cakes. I'd fucking murder you for some zebra cake ice cream.
Yeah.
Strawberry shortcake rolls ice cream.
Okay, yeah.
Cosmic brownies. Oatmeal cream pies.
Mm-hmm.
That's going to make me save a fucking... Fuck you! Tell me where I can get fatter. Maybe we'll figure it out.
They don't have any of those in a Blizzard flavor, do they? Like a Nutty Buddy or a... I guess the popular candy bars. Heath Bar, Snickers, cookies.
Snickers!
Snickers!
All right, buddy. That was it. Mm-hmm. I will be enjoying the rest of this tonight.
Yes.
That was good.
Be enjoying that ice cream, shoving it in his fat face. Licking the fucking carton. Creep. Oh, hi.
If you open my freezer, it's all gravy and Texas toast and ice cream and fucking fat cunt I am. God, I hate myself. Fuck me.
Gravy? You have frozen gravy?
I do. It's a box of four packages of gravy.
Like brown gravy?
No, it's
like sausage gravy.
Sausage gravy.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Yeah. And then what they want you to do?
You put that. You know what? You put that on fucking Pop Tarts. Yeah.
Oh. Okay, I got an idea.
Yeah.
TGO Radio Kitchen. We do a cooking segment on the show where we cook stuff.
We'll take the equipment over to my house. We'll do it on the flat top grill. I got one of those black stones.
I think it's African-American stone, actually, Jeff.
I'm so sorry.
I mean, can we call them blacks now? I got ice cream on the desk over here.
You fucking slop. Fuck monstrosity. You.
Fuck off. Fuck. Oh, that's not. That looks like I came on it. Oh, boy.
Yeesh. Well, that's not ice cream.
It's got the same chunks in it, too, when I come. Maybe I should drink more. Maybe I should drink more water.
Looks like a snot rocket.
Oh, man. Oh, your fucking cum. It's got chunks in it. Number one, send us a text. But secondly, go see a fucking doctor.
Please.
Please go see a doctor. Oh, shit. Hey, speaking of the N-bomb.
The N-bomb?
The N-bomb, which we kind of were.
The N-bomb, yes. What about the N-bomb, Brian?
Let's see. MLB announcer Glenn Cooper, Kuiper, K-U-I-P-E-R.
Kuiper, I think.
Has been suspended after dropping the N-bomb live on the air.
Uh-oh. Oh, oh boy. You got audio?
And it may have sounded a little something like this.
We had a phenomenal day today. Nigger League Museum and Arthur Bryant's Barbecue.
What?
Yes, sir.
Buddy. Boy, there's no mistake in that.
It's something he's probably said 75 times in private. And the one time
you're we not all say it in private. Jeez, come on.
This guy goes, he just put it right out there.
We had a phenomenal day today.
Did you?
Nigger League Museum and Arthur Bryant's Barbecue.
I mean, yeah, we all look, we all say barbecue in private.
He just fucking came right out with that shit, man.
What the fuck was that? Why? Why would you do that?
I'll link to it in the show notes. But, yeah.
Oh, I got to see the video.
You see it now?
Yeah, I got to see the video.
Glenn, K-U-I-P-E-R.
What is it? Glenn Kuiper?
Yeah, K-U-I-P-E-R. Oh, Tucker Carlson. Oh, boy.
Yeah, that popped up today. All right, Glenn, one or two?
One. K-U-I, or no, sorry.
Kate? I got it. K-U-I-P-R.
Yeah.
Kuiper?
Uh-huh. It's only one end, but yeah, there it is right there.
Get the volume turned down here.
The most exciting electric and
come on.
NBA season so far happened on Friday night. It happened before.
I don't want your fucking.
I
visited the Negro League Museum. Social media seems to be interpreting it a little. Glenn Kuiper, the Oakland A's play-by-play announcer, had recently visited the Negro League Museum in Kansas City.
Oh, the Negro League. Oh.
I think the N-Bomb League Museum is a whole other museum, Daddy.
We had a phenomenal day today. Nigger League Museum and Arthur Bryant's Barbecue. We had a
He really kind of no-sold it, frankly.
He really did.
Yeah.
Wow.
Man. Came right out with that shit, buddy. That is. Well, you won't be surprised to learn he's been suspended.
No kidding. Yes. Was he ESPN or Fox?
Local for Oakland A's.
Local for Oakland. Okay. Yeah.
On May 5th, during a pregame show ahead of the Oakland A's match against the Kansas City Royals, 59-year-old MLB announcer shared how he and his colleague Dallas Braden. Yeah.
That's the little fucking leprechaun sitting next to him?
Yeah, that's the fucking, yeah, Sami Zayn knockoff, which is, trust me, is a great joke. It's apt. Trust me, it's... had a phenomenal day due to their visit to the Negro Baseball League Museum. Since they were in Missouri, you're probably thinking, say, blah, 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 blah. And you drop the N-bomb instead of the word Negro. Immediately issued an apology. Without providing any context. Well, we just gave you the fucking context. Leaving listeners more than a little confused. A little earlier in the show, I said something didn't come out quite the way I wanted it to.
No shit.
I just wanted to apologize. If it sounded different, then what I meant to be said, what?
Dude, I'm sorry. There is no mistaking Funny what it, you said. You even emphasized, we went to the Nigger League Museum, I mean, and right we then we went and got some barbecue. Let's just keep stringing them together, shall we?
Some watermelon and Ripple.
We got some watermelon, some fried chicken, some Ripple. We got it all.
I'm not even going to lie to you. Fried chicken and watermelon and Ripple sounds fucking
amazing. It fucking
amazing.
Sounds great. Why do we
me?
Why do we shit on these people for that?
I don't.
It's fucking great.
I'm fat. I love that
no
stuff.
No shit.
You'd have to go out of your way. You know, like if you're a restaurant and you're serving some delicious, you'd have to go out of your they could have people standing up front of Chick-fil-A advocating for American communism. And I'd be like, right on, comrade. Going to get a fucking sandwich.
Going to get a chicken sandwich.
Man, I love it. I could not be more sorry if you're horrified by what I said. I hope you will accept my sincerest apologies. Bob,
I can't believe you
Bob
said
Kendrick,
that.
President of the Negro League Baseball Museum, also weighed in on the incident. Putting out a statement in which Twitter accounts, quote, I'm aware.
Fuck you, Whitey.
I should be jived. Oh, good.
The president of the Negro League had this to say. Fuck you, Whitey.
Well, in a world exclusive, I do have audio of Bob Kendrick.
Do you?
From the United, yes, from the National Negro League Baseball
Fantastic.
Museum. I do.
What do you got?
A little something like this.
Shit, man. That hunky must be messing my old lady. Got to be running cold upside down his head, you know?
Hey, home, I can dig it. No, he ain't gonna lay no more big rap up on you, man.
I say, hey, Scott. Southern say I won't sing. Pray to Jay, I get the same old.
Knock yourself a pro slick. Knock yourself a pro matter slick. Great performers down, not take TCB in, man.
Hey, you know what they say?
You know what they say?
See a broad to get that booty ackle.
Leg a dollar, smack him, yackle.
Cold got to be. You know?
Shit. So that was an official statement released from
Mia. Yeah.
Okay, good.
They're finally putting out a book about the making of that movie in October.
Oh, yeah.
It comes out October 3rd.
Good.
I may or may not have pre-ordered the book. Bob Kendrick. I'm aware of the unfortunate slur made by Glenn Kuiper. I welcomed Glenn to the NLBM yesterday. I know he was genuinely excited to be here. The word is painful and has no place in our society. Well, you ought to, I mean, there's some rappers you ought to talk to. And while I don't pretend to know Glenn's heart, I do know that my heart is one of forgiveness. I hope all of you find it in yourselves to do the same.
Yes. So that's what happened.
Mm-hmm. We had a phenomenal day today. Nigger League Museum and Arthur Bryant's Barbecue.
This statement released from the NAACP. Keep those reparation checks coming.
Yeah. What?
You just bought yourself another 5 years.
Maybe 1.2 million enough.
Just bought yourself another 5 years of payments.
While we're at it, West Virginia coach Bob Huggins.
Bob Huggins, sure, yeah. Know the name?
Let's see here. This was...
West Virginia, this can't be race-related, can it?
This was...
can it?
Spoken like someone who's been to West Virginia.
I have.
Let's see.
I have traveled the Robert C. Byrd Highway.
I bet you have. Burning crosses from stem to stern,
yep,
I bet.
Yep, that's the only way you find your way along that route.
Hello.
Coach Bob Huggins, you're on the air. I'm sitting here with Steve Mueller and the Segman.
The Smegman?
Smegman? I think we had him last week. The fat tranny? This sounds like...
It's that Little Debbie Smegma ice cream flavor I'm looking for.
Would you eat pussy-flavored ice cream?
Yes, I'd try it.
I would try
it. We ate pussy-flavored chips. Why wouldn't we?
Those were salt and vinegar chips. I mean pussy-flavored ice cream. Would you eat it?
I try it.
Yeah, why not, right?
Yeah.
I love eating pussy. Clean pussy. Clean pussy. I don't need the fucking dirty pussy. Bill Cunningham, this guy. Now, I recognize this voice. He works out of Cincinnati.
Yeah.
And he used to, I'm not sure if he still had, but he used to have like a weekend syndicated conservative. And his gimmick was he was one of those flamethrower guys, you know. A commie.
Democrat.
Commie cocksuckers. Blah. Yeah. He was one of those flamethrower guys.
Gotcha.
Coach Bob Huggins, you're on the air. I'm sitting here with...
That's definitely him. That's definitely... Yeah. He's been on the
radio. I've heard that voice before.
He's been on the radio for a million years.
Yeah.
what would make you think I wanted to talk to you?
Hey, Coach. Now, we're telling Huggins stories, but we had a cut at which you...
Ooh, a cut? A cut? Well, I thought there was an N in there somewhere.
She took a little shot at me as not being a trustworthy person. Would you want to revise and extend those remarks?
Absolutely not.
Why does there have to be a bed under every goddamn thing? An audio... It's just... imagine talking, and there's just an audio bed under you continuously.
Like you're fucking doing your show in a nightclub.
Right.
A bad nightclub.
And I thought it was...
I was going to say that, too.
Misunderstood. Taken out of context. It was out of context.
Your show at the Bada Bing.
We heard the Bada Bing. Fucking horse head in the bed next to you.
I don't know. It must have been my thoughts at the time.
Now, Steve also tells me that you have the best portal transfers. Have you poached any Xavier guys to come to play for West Virginia?
Catholics don't do that.
No, we're above the fracas, aren't we? No problem.
Yeah, you fracas?
Fracas.
Absolutely. I mean, I tell you what, any school that can throw rubber penises on the floor and then say they didn't do it, by God, they can get away with anything.
Rubber penis. Was this
I
like
think that was at the Crosstown Shootout, wasn't
it?
Oh, yeah, I remember it was at the Crosstown Shootout. Yeah.
It was gender night, wasn't it?
What?
Was that it?
It was
transgender night.
Uh-oh. Oh, easy, because everybody's about to get fired.
Oh, yeah.
Gender night, wasn't it?
What?
Was that it?
Tell you what, any school that can throw rubber penises on the floor and then say they didn't do it, by God, they can get away with anything.
Rubber penis. Was this
I
like
think
a
that was at the Crosstown Shootout, wasn't
it?
It
was transgender night, wasn't it?
What?
Was that it?
It was a Crosstown Shootout. Yeah, no.
Transgender night's a strong piece of business. That's solid.
What it was all those fags, those Catholic fags, I think.
Uh-oh. Show's over. And we're going to commercial. We'll be back.
I will be right back. Oh, no. My career is over.
And we're going to break for this message from the Rainbow Coalition.
It's going to be Luke Cannon, the unemployment line. Oh, no.
Those Catholic fags. Listen, I'm with him, okay? Listen, I'm with him, all right? I fucking hate the Catholics.
We heard you.
Did I tell you I hate the fucking Catholics?
No.
And their fucking gimmick? Fuck them.
I love that we describe it.
They're fucking, fucking Christian mythology. They can shove it up their fucking ass.
Well, I think this is what Bob Huggins had in mind, too. He's going to people's assholes.
I mean, I tell you what, any school that can throw rubber penises on the floor and then say they
okay
didn't
with
do
me.
I prefer to have them in my asshole. But I guess on the floor is good enough.
That's a waste of a good rubber cock.
Get away with anything.
Rubber penis. Was this
I
like
think
a
that was at the Crosstown Shootout. Wasn't
I fucking hate that the other guy stepped on Cunningham's great joke.
You know who this guy sounds like?
Who?
The guy that sang Grandma Got Run Over by a Reindeer. Listen to his fucking voice. And think about the spoken parts of that song.
That's good.
Grandma threw a rubber penis on the basketball court.
Fags in West Virginia. Xavier.
Barbarians.
It was a Crosstown Shootout. Yeah, no, what it was all those fags, those Catholic fags, I think.
Don't laugh. Oh, no.
Cunningham's laughing because he's that guy. Hilarious.
All right.
Hang on. Let's let it sit there for a minute. Hang on. Here we go.
Rubber penis. Was this
I
like
think
a
that was at the Crosstown Shootout, wasn't
it?
It
was transgender night, wasn't it?
What?
Was that it?
It was a Crosstown Shootout. Yeah, no, what it was all those fags, those Catholic fags, I think.
And we are out.
I was looking to see if they were still on the air. A nervous engineer ran in the air.
Couldn't cut that guy's microphone quick enough.
Fucking unplug it from the wall like Johnny in Airplane. Holy fuckaroni. Woo, that was a pregnant pause, Daddy.
Pregnant? That dropped like a fucking bad abortion.
A lead hopping in there. Man.
Wow. That was great.
Rubber penis. Was this
I
like
think
a
that was at the Crosstown Shootout, wasn't
I think
it?
It was transgender night, wasn't it?
What?
Was that it?
It was a Crosstown Shootout. Yeah, no, what it was all those fags, those Catholic fags, I think.
Fine.
Oh, that's just great.
Man, that's fucking funny.
Boy, he could. I think he about fucking choked himself pulling that laugh back.
Woo! Solid piece of business.
Man.
Steve, your comments about Bob Huggins. Is he the best?
He's the best.
The best ever. Is he the best assistant coach you ever had?
See, the Is he the best former coach?
Yeah, he's the best.
Are we the best former broadcasters?
Boy, you're off the air in 3 seconds in this country now. Oh, man.
Wow.
Catholic fags.
Hey, Mueller.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Hey, anybody who can rent 2 rooms, get a chair, put a pizza in between the 2 rooms so that he can talk to Herb Jones for 2 days, he's the best.
I don't know what that joke means, dude.
Go back to the Catholic fags.
Starting next week, Catholic fags will be a drop on this show.
Oh, those Catholic fags.
According to this story, the the University of West Virginia is reviewing the situation.
Really? What's to review?
And said it was, reviewing. Huggins' comments were among several controversial sports broadcast moments in the past week, and we just covered it.
It was Catholic nags. I said nags.
ESPN hockey analyst P.K. Subban, S-U-B-B-A-N, made a random body-shaming joke about rapper Lizzo.
Oh, who is this?
I don't know, but I'm already laughing.
Okay,
P.K.
Subban, yeah.
S-U-B-B-A-N.
Right at the top of the list. I don't want anybody's fucking take on it. Oh, Jesus.
Takes now.
Okay, you know what? This might be kind of funny.
ESPN the other night, P.K. Subban, who I got a lot of time for. I'm a fan of P.K. I've always been a fan of P.K.
I'm a P.K. fan.
Got it.
The whole family. Mm-hmm. He did. I thought he crossed a line, though, the other night on
did
air.
You?
And we're going to play it for you here in a second. They were talking about what has to happen for the Leafs in Game 2. And in the middle of this, he takes a shot at superstar Lizzo. Watch this. Yep, that's
a pack of lunch.
Maybe they need to pack a Lizzo size lunch.
Maybe they need to pack,
a Lizzo size lunch.
First of all, no one's got the fucking quad strength to fucking hold up that lunch. No one can do it. You can't put it in a backpack. They don't make one big enough. I guess maybe if you were in the Army, you could kind of get one. Oh, Lizzo, that fucking monstrosity. Stop with Lizzo.
All right, for those who didn't pick it up, the line was maybe the Leafs have to pack a Lizzo-sized lunch for Game 2. Now,
yeah,
later in the day, she came through this tweet. Pack a lunch, lock it in.
She's a fat piece of shit. Is this a mystery to people? She's fat.
Tweet. Pack a lunch, lock it in, be ready to compete, bring work boots, expect that they are going to try and outwork you in the hard areas. Did not mention the reference he made on ESPN's desk.
Fucking morons.
That's not as funny as it should be.
Been better if you just said, maybe they need to pack a fat girl lunch.
Yeah. That's fucking great.
Okay, you know what, though? All right, let's go to the flip side on this. Does anybody think Lizzo got to be that size by eating salads?
No, buddy. She was eating the people who make salads.
So the guy's comment's not out of line.
I gotta tell you, I'm really proud of myself for that joke. It's a cookbook! Get it? How to Serve Man? It's a cookbook. It's in Lizzo's kitchen. Well, I tell you, I'm sorry. If you're not 75, yeah. You may have some trouble with that reference. I apologize.
So we got the, well, we got the the Negro League Museum.
Well, that's one way to say it.
And yeah. we got the Catholic fags.
Yeah.
Right. And we got Fat Lizzo.
And Lizzo's fat, and our fans are called Nugs. So.
What are Lizzo's fans called? Appetizers?
We had a phenomenal day today. Nigger League Museum.
Oh, God.
And Arthur Bryant's Barbecue.
About Negro and the end, they don't sound
no,
alike. They're not close.
That's not a slip. That's not a Freudian no. slip. You meant to
yeah.
say that.
It's something he said. Like, it just came.
He has said that many times.
I tell you what, we had a phenomenal day today. We were at the Kike Museum. No, hang on. We had a phenomenal day today. We are at the Dead Kike Museum and then we got some barbecue. What?
Yeah, we were in Poland today where that kraut killed all those fucking yeah. kikes. Jesus Christ.
That was crazy.
We had a phenomenal day today.
Phenomenal. We had a phenomenal day.
You know what? That's what people should be roasting that cocksucker for, is his pronunciation of the word phenomenal.
That was very Jim Rome of him right
it
there.
It was.
Phenomenal.
We had a phenomenal day today. Nigger League Museum.
Oh my God, boy, it just slaps you right upside the head, doesn't it?
You know,
wow.
It really does say a lot. You know what I just realized? I'm looking out the window to my next door neighbor's house.
Yeah?
And they've got a fucking power line or something going into their gable vent. Do you see that? What
yeah.
the fuck is that?
It's a power line going into a gable vent.
Fucking animals.
Oh, you know what? It's probably cable.
Yeah.
It's not power. It's like internet or, you know.
Cable vision.
Cable.
Yes.
Yes. For your Selectivision.
Yes.
Wow. The Dead Kike Museum.
Yes. And that was also a barbecue museum while we were at
it. That's wasn't it?
Yes.
Yeah, you got that all in one shot,
sure
didn't you?
Sure did.
Yeah, you got the museum and the barbecue.
Lot, we got it, Jeff.
Yeah. Did you? Because they were cooked. Get it?
Oh! Oh, yeah, now I get it.
Yeah.
I met a guy who, and I'm not going to say how I met him, but I met a guy who believes, this is an abrupt change of topic, who believes that the Oklahoma City bombing happened.
Yeah.
Because Hillary Clinton was 3 days away from getting arrested, and the documents to prove that she was guilty of whatever were in the Mira Federal Building. So the only way they can keep her from getting arrested was to blow it up. Not being funny, he believes this, and it's startling. How fast you can lose respect for another human being.
And his proof? Well, I read it on the internet.
Yes. Well, what he told me was his wife does a lot of research online.
Oh, Mike. Oh, so she's a professional Google searcher.
Yes.
God, good
yeah.
for her.
Yeah.
Yeah. Is that lucrative?
Don't know.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Don't know. But
I did my research.
Yeah. That's one of the wackier... You know,
I love how people think they're going so deep when they do a yeah. Google search when you are barely an inch below the surface of the fucking ocean at the deepest point.
Yeah, that is correct. It's wild. Wild what the fuck is out there. I mean,
again, what I will say, what I say with all this shit, would it ever surprise me that there was proof presented that they did that? No, wouldn't surprise me in the least. Highly doubt it happened. Highly yeah. doubt they killed all those people. I mean, who the fuck would want to save that cunt anyway? I mean, fucking, well, you know, if it happened, Bill was probably the fucking planner.
I'll tell you what, she needs to die.
Blow that fucking cunt up.
Nah, she needs to be dead.
There she is. Hit the button.
Oh, boy.
Light that candle.
I tell you what, that cat, though, Clinton, is light that candle. Oh, boy. Ooh-wee. I'm having a blast with all this young ass.
All right, now bring me some marshmallows and a stick.
I want you to send one of your friends over here, Jeffrey Epstein. That's right. I fucking said it. That's right.
Allegedly.
Yeah.
Brian, allegedly.
You know what? I'll take that hit if it's not true. I'll take that hit. I think that guy loves pussy just enough.
Who?
Clinton.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I think when you fucked every girl there is to fuck, you get bored. fucking super hot chicks or whatever.
We've been having this conversation.
15-year-olds start sounding okay, right? I think Clinton is that guy. I do. I think he would fuck a kid, a teenage.
You know, I think you told me your theory of them being swingers before we ever started this show.
Yeah. Yeah, that's my theory.
Yeah.
That they were, they had an arrangement. They had an understanding of some sort.
Yeah.
Because she knows what he is.
Yeah.
And she didn't get mad until it began to intrude on their plans for
World domination.
Her and future office and whatever.
Right, yeah.
That's my theory is they're swingers. And you can't expect them to announce that.
No, of course not.
But that's my
grand... them politically.
That's my grand theory on the Clintons. Yeah.
Sure, why not?
Yeah. Now, I got nothing to back that up. Except, how do you not know? Quit telling me... In 2016, she's the smartest human being ever to run for president, which is what they were trying to tell you.
Yeah.
That she was the smartest human ever to run for president. And her husband is coming home smelling like fucking other girls' taints and pussies for fucking 2 decades straight. And she can't figure, she can't put the pieces together.
Yeah.
Quit telling me she's bright. Either she's a fucking numbskull or
she's in on it.
Or, exactly.
Yeah.
Or she knows, and there's an arrangement.
And there's, yep.
As long as it doesn't hurt the cause, she'd let him do it.
Exactly. Yeah. Uh-oh. Nice. Nice. Yeah, no, I think you're exactly right. She's either...
She's
imbecile.
Either a fucking numbskull or she's signed off on it.
Yep. My bet is that she definitely signed off on it.
Yeah. Oklahoma City, man. That's what I was told the other day.
Boy, I tell you what, that one time I was down there for work, I went to that located memorial down there.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I've seen pictures. That's something else.
It is. It really is. It's, it's... Especially, you know, they got that one, like, corner of the basement with the walls.
Oh, is it still up, some of it?
The poured concrete walls, like a corner of it. I've got pictures.
No shit.
Of it, yeah.
Yeah.
And all
I think you showed
seats,
me some of those, but I don't remember seeing those.
Yeah.
It's for all the dead kids, right?
Yeah, like one end, they've got this archway with, what, like 901 or whatever on it at the other side of
whatever
the park.
Whatever time it was, yeah.
It's 903, you know, something like whatever. It's very well thought out.
Oh,
it's
sure.
Very nice. There's a tree that was like right next to the blast, but it's, you know, it's still standing, but it's got a little limp to it and leans to one side, but it's still there.
At least.
But yeah, it's a very well done.
That's cool.
Memorial. Very well thought out.
I don't know if it's worth going out there to see it, but
I would have never made a trek out there, but I happen to be in town for an engagement.
For work or whatever. Mm-hmm. Oh yeah. An engagement.
It's my, when I was doing my solo work for the podcast and doing that comedy tour.
Is that what it was?
Mm-hmm.
Mm. Quote unquote comedy.
Comedy. I'm fucking hilarious.
I know. That's the problem. You're almost funnier than me.
I am funnier than you.
It's getting close.
Yeah, I'm there.
I mean, I think if we took it to a jury, I think that... what's the matter? You got shit brewing?
No, I'm funnier than you. I'm wittier than you.
You're definitely weightier than I am. I'm saying
well, that's a proven fact, fucktoid.
I'm saying that as a fellow fatso.
You fucking try me, fatso.
Hey, fucking try me. You motherfucker.
I love that fucking line. You fucking try me, fatso. I'll come down there at that bank and split your fucking head wide open.
You fucking try me, fatso.
You fucking try me, fatso.
You Jew motherfucker, you. Shit.
Huh. Got the Oppenheimer movie coming out later this summer.
I got to tell you something. Christopher Nolan can suck my dick because he wrote and directed 3 Batman movies.
Uh-huh.
And I'm telling you, if not for Heath Ledger, it's the fucking animals next door. They just pulled in. They don't know how to keep their goddamn music down.
Jesus, I'm looking at my computer going, what's playing?
It's next door because they're fucking animals.
Yeah.
Wrote and directed 3 Batman movies.
Yeah.
And with the exception of the 30 or 35 minutes Heath Ledger was in The Dark Knight, it's garbage. All right? So it's shit. And he made a movie after that. It was Inception or whatever. Unwatchable.
Inception?
Yeah.
That was him?
Yes.
Oh.
And after Inception, I tapped out on Christopher Nolan.
Yeah.
Because that movie said, see, look how clever this is. Aren't you impressed by how clever this is? This is really smart, right? Don't you think this is smart, this movie? That's what the movie is saying to you for the whole 2 hours and whatever. It was insufferable.
He's the guy in American Psycho, too, right? Which is...
Christian Bale, yeah.
Oh, that's Christian Bale.
Yeah. Christopher Nolan wrote and directed. But I got to tell you, this Oppenheimer trailer, the one that came out the other day, looks pretty fucking good.
Yeah.
So
comes out in August.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, not close enough to the 6th.
Not close enough.
How dedicated to the gimmick do you want to be?
Oh, my God.
Because then you got to have it on the 6th.
That would have been fucking awesome.
Are you kidding me?
Somebody should have made that happen.
They'd have fucking run him out of business in 3 seconds.
Yeah. So we need to do an anniversary, or not an anniversary, but a Hiroshima show this year.
August 6th is on a Sunday. That's why they couldn't do it. Movies come out on Thursday nights.
Gotcha. What was it, the 6th and the 9th?
6th and the 8th or 8th. 9th. I think you're right.
6th and
the
9th. Yeah, god damn it.
What are we going to do, a Hiroshima show and tell the same fucking 12 jokes? Shadows on the stairs, we got it. So, you know, I was like, eh, you know.
Yeah, well, you know what? Fuck those people.
No, totally. I'm on your side.
I saw a thing about a Japanese guy who wanted to be a kamikaze pilot. He was like in the military, smart guy, like, you know, really good at what he did and everything. But he was also married and had a daughter. But he really wanted to be a kamikaze pilot. And so he wrote to the, I don't know, whatever idiots were running that fucking show at the time. And they turned him down. Now, you know, you're too valuable for this. We need to do it. He was training pilots, actually, and was training kamikaze pilots. And felt,
have to,
you know,
train them to land. That's the good news.
Yeah.
Just have to train them.
It's always where the fucking lesson ended. You know,
it was
takeoff. We got
it was like 9/11 flight school in Phoenix.
Takeoff, leveling off.
Nothing.
No.
Nothing for 9/11 flight school in Phoenix. Come on. <I'm> just...
We had a phenomenal day today.
All right. Got it.
Yes, we did.
Got it.
But over time he kept growing more and more upset with himself because he was training these guys to go off and be kamikaze pilots and die. And boy, he really wanted to serve the fucking empire and do it himself. And he wrote a couple different letters and they kept turning him down. No, we need you to do this. And you got a wife and a kid and everything. Finally, towards, you know, the end of the war, his fucking wife dressed herself up all nice one day, dressed the little fucking girl up one day, took themselves down to the river and drowned both of them.
Whoa!
So that he could
be a kamikaze pilot.
That motherfucker then fucking, like, cut his finger and wrote a fucking Hajime Fuji. Wrote a fucking letter to, that's not the one. Wrote a letter in blood to the fucking powers that be there, and they finally let him be a fucking kamikaze pilot.
Whoa.
So if you ever want to say to me, well, we really shouldn't have dropped a bomb on him. Yeah, we should have. Because it's a mindset like that, that those two fucking reactions fucking helped fix.
Gee,
idiots.
Whiz.
Yeah.
Wow.
Hajime Fuji.
Ugh.
Yeah, look.
Wow. Man, that's a great story. So anyway, since it's Hollywood and you can't make a movie about Oppenheimer without fucking, you know, telling me about how impressed he was because his wife and her brother had fucking commie ties and everything else. And that's how the movie's going to fucking, you know, it's all going to be about the bomb and then an hour about how impressed he was because he had fucking ties to commies. And fuck you. You know, fucking hang yourself if you think that's interesting.
Who's playing Oppenheimer?
That guy that played fucking, that guy. I can't think of his name. He's in a lot of stuff.
Sure.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, if I tell you, you won't know who he is anyway, so.
No, I won't.
Yeah. So. I'll tell you. Hang on, we'll find out. I'll tell you.
I'll tell you.
He's one of those guys that you fucking know. Like, you've seen him in five things, but you don't know his fucking name. Cillian Gillian, whatever the fuck his name is. Cillian Murphy.
No idea.
Exactly. That's why. So I just wasted 30 seconds of showtime to tell you a name I knew you didn't know.
Yes.
Yeah. But I wouldn't know
I'm
the name.
Still funnier than you.
But I didn't know the name. I wouldn't know the name if I didn't have to look it up.
Yeah.
So. Anyway, I might have to see it.
Oh, I'll go see it.
As
looks, yeah.
Yeah, that trailer is great.
Yeah, it is. Looks pretty good.
Yeah. Well, listen, it's getting to be about 9 p.m. on the East Coast.
Yep.
And I think we're going to wrap it up here for this week. And we'll be back next week, possibly, hopefully, with more flavors of Little Debbie ice cream. Hopefully.
Wrap it up. I'll take it.
A lesser song by that band. Not my favorite song by them.
By who?
That was,
Fabulous Thunderbirds.
It was the Fabulous Thunderbirds. You're right. Yep. Yeah. Not my favorite song by them.
Wrap it up. I'll take it.
And we'll leave you with this.
We had a phenomenal day today. Nigger League Museum.
Yeah.
And Arthur Bryant's barbecue,
baby. Ooh. Barbecue is definitely the takeaway there, right?
Wow.
Ooh, wee. It's a tough piece of business. It's Nugs, right, for the listeners? Nugs is what we're calling fans of the show?
Yeah, when you go to edit this down, though, you might want to listen to the moments that you stepped away, because I had a couple of suggestions.
I can't wait. I'll edit this show first. We'll see you next week on... I can't wait to listen to it. God damn it. We'll talk to you next week on TGO Radio.
Oh, the show's over?